All right, on to another question. This question about people's past being brought up. Well, in this question, Confusion Australia doesn't give me any, again, details. It's another smokescreen cloak for your sin question. But I can assume that it might have something to do with her sin of being untrustworthy, deceitful in lies, and her shortcomings about not being who she really pretended to be over the past 3 or 4 years. When she was with the family, Walter family in Canada, when she got put out for her sin, and then she repented and they brought her back. That man, Patrick, has told me various times on Facebook Messenger and face-to-face that he doesn't trust her, he'll never trust her, that she was a fake person in person. On many occasions, he told me that. Yet today, since I put her out and I put Patrick out of fellowship with us, now they're reunited together. I think it shows you the hypocrisy that you can't trust their words, that they're two-faced, they're deceitful. She repented after he put her out, and then she came back for a short time, and then she was sent off to Australia. We all forgave her. We forgive. But here's a point. Forgiveness does not purge history, nor does it make all the issues just go away, especially when it's about trust issues, lying, deceit. Galatians 5:9, you reap what you sow. So if you have lies and deceit, and you're a double-minded, double person, meaning on the internet, you're one type of person, in person, you're another person, that's deceitful. People aren't going to trust you. That's the case here with Confusion in Australia. Now, in her case, she was shown to be untrustworthy in the truth about who she was over those years. We had suspicions, but it was all exposed when she got to Canada and Patrick put her out. I think they deserve each other, quite frankly. That's why they're back united together, but that's another whole issue. Some of that will be covered when I answer the questions Patrick's asked me to answer. We're not in communication or fellowship with his house or Michaela, Confusion in Australia's house. Don't we put them out? We no longer want any communication with them. It's long distance. We don't trust them. But we no longer had any trust for her because of the past issues and concerns, and the recent issues kept coming up, and that confirmed it all. And as I said, this is all very sad and confusing because the family in Canada that she couldn't get along with, as I said, they're reunited now, had told us they would never have trust with her again. So it's very confusing how they operate. This is after, I need to put this in here. This is after she accused this man of abusing his wife. They denied a bunch of stuff. She told us, we have all this in emails. She told us this really happened. He later admitted that he did hit his wife with a leather strap right on his own website when he had it. And so there was confusion about what happened. What did Confusion Australia say? What did the Walter House say? We lost all trust for these people. And quite honestly, me and my house and my brethren, we're happy to be free from them as we walk in joy and peace. We hope all the best for them. We see train wreck ahead, but we hope all the best for everyone. We love our enemies. We want none to perish. But getting back to this about bringing up people's past, the Bible's full of examples of sin, and then repentance and forgiveness, but not forgetting a person's ways. No. Look at David. David did that terrible sin of adultery and murder, got forgiven. It wasn't scrubbed clean. It was brought up. How about Acts 15:38? But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to work. Yeah, Paul didn't trust John Mark. You think Paul forgave him? Of course he did. Paul was a man teaching forgiveness. He didn't trust him. Was Paul bringing up his past? Looks like it. He was untrustworthy. Go read the whole Old Testament. God forgives Israel many times for her idolatry. But as she goes and does idolatry again in the future, God over and over reminds her of her past ways. The people of the past, even the people present. It was a continued pattern. So some sins are forgiven and easily forgotten. Some sins are forgiven and they are part of your character and nature. And if you have it reappear, people are going to go, oh no, they're lying again. Oh no, they're committing murder again. Oh no, they're deceitful again. That's absolutely fair game to be brought up. We're not talking about pre-Christ sins here, by the way. We're talking about sins these people are doing while they claim our Holy Savior. So this is just another confusing question pulled out of nowhere. I need to remind you, for 4 years, she promoted our blog, our website, on her blog, handed out gospel cards, promoted our website everywhere, asked for more truth all the time, sending me questions, asked for me to be her headship, wanted my wife to be like a spiritual mother to her. Now all of a sudden these questions come up when after we put her out, or right about the time she brought these questions up and said she might have to separate from us because of these questions. And I said, I'll save you the time. It's good right now. It's time. Let's separate. And we put her out. So this is just another smokescreen question. It's a cloak for her sin. It doesn't stand when the truth gets put on it, when the light gets put on it, and it's all being exposed. We hope that she repents. We really do, to the saving of her soul. That's why I'm answering these questions, so that she can come to herself, that the Holy Spirit can convict her. And anyone's sins from their recent past, not pre-Christ conversion, their recent Christian past, like hers, like the Walter Houses, these are all fair to bring up and use in your discernment and your decision-making of whether you're going to have fellowship with them or not. And in both their cases, we want nothing to do with their houses because of their deceit, their wickedness, their lies. And again, we hope they repent, because we care for everyone, even our enemies. Hope that makes it clear on this question. On to the next one.